is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
A unique new venue promising to be Dublin's first alcohol-free bar opens its doors later today. It's called The Virgin Mary, and it will be on Capel Street. And their Instagram page reads as follows. Going out without drinking in Dublin, who'd have thunk it? And with a place built especially for it, filled with people on the same page, it's got to be good. Opening during normal pub hours, the venue brings more to alcohol-free than fizzy drinks. It has something to suit everyone's tastes, from spirits to beers and even alcohol-free cocktails that look amazing. Vaughan Yates from the Virgin Mary joins me on the line to tell me a little bit more. Owner and creator of the Virgin Mary, how are you, Vaughan?
I'm feeling good, thanks.
Good. Okay, so only hours from the big opening. Where did you come up with this idea?
I came up with this idea because I thought there wasn't enough choice for people, really, that don't drink alcohol. Choice in terms of flavour, choice in terms of, you know, the amount of products that they can choose to drink, and. You know, while some pubs are doing a good job of putting like non-alcohol beers in the bar for drivers, they don't really offer a huge amount of choice to people that don't drink. So I wanted to create a venue where you could come in, it felt like a bar, the music's good, the environment's good, and you can have a great night but without the alcohol.
Okay, now, some would argue that you can go out and have a great night without the alcohol in any other bar in Dublin.
You can. I'm not disputing that. What I am saying though is that if you don't drink, right, and you go to any other bar in Dublin and you want bitterness and you want dryness, you know, the kind of flavors you get in a beer, the kind of dryness you get with a wine, where do you go to get that? Because when I look behind the bars in Dublin, all I see is fizzy drinks that are sweet and or have got sugar and aspartame and sweeteners in them. So if I want bitterness, what do I drink? I end up drinking fizzy water.
Okay, so tell me then, what makes your bar different to other bars for somebody who does not want to or doesn't drink alcohol or doesn't want to drink alcohol tonight?
Well, it has no booze. That's the main difference, you know. I think that people could come to our bar as part of a night out. You know, they could be going to an alcohol bar first. They could be coming to our bar, and they could be going on to a pub down the road. If you think about it, consumption of non-alcohol actually extends your night. If you go out and you drink, you know, three gin and tonics, you start to feel the impact very quickly. Where if you went and had a gin and tonic, then came to our bar and, you know, had a couple of non-alcohol gin and tonics, then went out and had, you know, another drink, then your evening becomes longer. For people that don't want to drink, they can go to an environment where they don't have alcohol around, they don't have people that are getting lowery, you know, and loud at night. They can just have a good time, have a great conversation, you know, leave with a bit of a buzz, hopefully, and go on and enjoy an evening without and a morning especially without the hangover.
Okay, so who is your bar, which is called the Virgin Mary? It's on Capel Street. It's opening this evening. Who is your bar aimed at? Is it aimed at non-drinkers?
Not just non-drinkers. It's aimed at people that don't want to drink that evening. Okay, so and when I say don't want to drink alcohol that evening. So if non-drinkers come along, great. If drinkers come along, just as great. I'm not aiming at any demographic. I'm just giving people a choice of going to a venue with no alcohol and having a good evening.
Okay, now, a lot of people will, and I said this to you already, a lot of people will argue that you can drink, you can go out, have a night in an ordinary bar and not drink if that's your choice. What makes your bar different in terms of the menu that you offer in alcohol-free drinks?
Look, the simple answer to that is choice. Okay, you've got 8 cocktails that are all non-alcoholic. You've got 8 beers that are non-alcoholic. You've got wines, you've got non-alcohol champagne. You've got a variety of drinks that you can come in and enjoy with a wide spectrum of flavour.
Okay, and in terms of price, are your cocktails as dear as they would be in another bar with alcohol in them?
Depends on the bar. I mean, our cocktails are 7 to 8 euros. You know, I go to bars and I can pay between 10 and 12 for a cocktail. So some bars charge the same as us, some bars charge more. We are trying to be at a price that people find accessible. So, you know, $4.50 to $5.50 for a beer, $4.50 to $5.50 for a wine. I'm not charging people, you know, €9 for a glass of wine. Which I went into a bar the other day and I was charged €9 for a glass of wine.
Which is disgraceful, I agree with you. So will there be food? Will there be music?
There'll be music, no food. We really want to keep this concept simple. That's why we're opening during bar hours. We're open from 4 till 11 so that people understand that it's a bar. There'll be no food. It's not a restaurant. It is literally a place you can come enjoy drink, as I said, without the alcohol.
Now, many people who are non-drinkers or who don't drink that much might love the idea of going to an alcohol-free bar. But if you were to arrange, if your average Irish person was to arrange to meet a group of friends, and you might be the non-drinker, and you say, I want to meet you in the Virgin Mary, it's an alcohol-free bar, you might find it difficult to meet up with a group of friends if there's no alcohol available.
You know what? They might come down, you know, spend an hour in our bar, and then go down to Slattery's down the road and have another hour down there. You know, so they keep a bit of balance to the equation. Why does it always have to be the non-drinker gets dragged into a pub with alcohol?
Are you a non-drinker yourself, Vaughn?
No, I love whiskey. I love rum. I love vodka. I love gin. I love good wines.
Okay, so the Virgin Mary, is it the first of its kind in Ireland? The first alcohol-free bar?
It is, and it's one of the first globally.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Do you operate under a pub licence?
No, there's no licence. I don't need a licence to open a non-alcohol bar.
Does that mean you can stay open later?
I could do, but I think when we put the planning app in, we just wanted to be kind of... You know, the council kind of doesn't know what this is really in terms of... It's a new proposition. So when they talked to us, they said, you know, can you look at being open for pub hours? So we agreed with that, and that's what we're going to move ahead with.
Okay, so once again, the bar is called the Virgin Mary. It opens tonight on Capel Street. Let me just play a WhatsApp voice message that's just come in to us.
Hi, Adrian, come here. That idea of an alcohol-free bar is absolutely fantastic, especially for people like me who can't drink because of various reasons. Great to go into town and have a choice. I mean, you can't get non-alcoholic beers in bars, but I mean, the choice is very bad. Like, you know, one bar I was in last week had one brand of beer, and that was it, and it was a big enough bar. So it'd be great to go in and have a good choice before you go out for a meal, you know, before you go to a concert or whatever. And the same as, you know, you go into town as is and go to bars with people who do drink, that's not a problem either, you know. So, like, it'd be nice to switch it around. It'd be nice to have a nice variety of drinks to choose on. So best of luck, and I hope it works out. Hope the place is packed to the rafters.
There you are. There's a nice compliment, Vaughn. Somebody who would love to avail of the Virgin Mary on Capel Street, which opens this evening. I wish you the best of luck with it.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks very much indeed for talking to us. All right, there you go. Vaughn Yates is his name. He's the owner and creator of the Virgin Mary Bar on Dublin's Capel Street. It opens tonight. And as I said, their Instagram page reads, "Going out without drinking in Dublin, who'd have thunk it? And with a place built especially for it, filled with people on the same page, it's got to be good." And yeah, I mean, it's an interesting concept. I do remember... Oh, maybe 15 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, a smoke-free bar opened in Black Rock. Now, this was before the smoking ban came in, and a smoke-free bar opened in Black Rock, and that was their claim to fame, the first smoke-free bar in Ireland. And I remember speaking to them at the time and all of that. It lasted only a couple of months. Because even though we subsequently brought in a smoking ban, which applied to all bars, this particular bar didn't work. Because, again, like that, you go, you meet a load of mates, some might smoke, some don't smoke, and it just didn't work. Now, having said all that, I wish the Virgin Bar the very best of luck, but I do see a bit of an issue, perhaps. A group of friends going out, one or two don't drink, the other five or six do. Are they going to want to go to an alcohol-free bar? Maybe, for one. But, Teresa, you're very happy with this idea.
I am. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning,
how are you,
Teresa?
Doing?
I'm good, thank you. What did you want to say?
I heard this bar was opening. I heard it through some friend in AA. And I am alcohol-free 2 years this month, thank goodness.
Okay.
We have decided to go as a group. We're going out to see what it's like. But, yes, there is a call.
And, sorry, are you talking about a group of people who are AA users?
Yes.
Right, okay. So these are people, a group of people who had an alcohol dependency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and as a group, you're going to go into the Virgin Bar just to check it out.
Yes.
And what would, and I have to ask this, Teresa, what is the difference for you as a group going to an alcohol-free bar as opposed to going to a bar that sells alcohol and not having it?
Probably the first thing I would say is the difference is the noise level goes up as people drink. And it gets loud. I don't feel tempted now, seriously, myself. I've been to different occasions and I've been to pubs, but it's just, the difference is you're with kind of like-minded people. It's like if a crowd were going out for a drink.
Yeah, no, I kind of get it. If you're off cigarettes, for example, you tend not to hang around the smoking area of a pub because you want to avoid cigarettes. Is it the same story with somebody who's quitting alcohol?
Yes.
Okay, so it's avoiding the temptation.
Well, yes, it's avoiding the temptation, but it's being able to go and I suppose meet like-minded people or people who are alcohol-free and be able to sit and chat.
In what feels like a bar?
Yes.
Okay. So you're definitely going to try this. Do you think it'll work? And I gave the example of maybe 15, 20 years ago, a smoke-free bar opening in Blackrock long before the smoking ban came in. And it lasted only a couple of months because people just didn't go. Or groups of people, you know, you'd have some smokers and some non-smokers and the smokers didn't want to go to a non-smoking bar. So you ended up not going. Do you think the same might happen to this bar, or are there enough people like you, perhaps, to keep it in business?
Certainly. There certainly is enough people like me. Absolutely, I would. You know, I can't stress it strongly enough, Adrian. There are it, not alone, but all over Dublin, there are plenty of, I'm not just saying AA meetings, but people who would like to go out for a social evening and not drink, but not be in a place where there's alcohol being served.
And people drunk and everything else, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so again, the analogy of the person quitting smoking, not going into the smoking area.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, stay there for a second because Maeve, you're pregnant at the moment. You've chosen not to drink while you're pregnant. And you love the idea of a non-alcoholic bar.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Because I've been out recently with friends in like bars that would, you know, serve alcohol as usual. And I find it very difficult to get a drink, you know, because you kind of get...
You find it very difficult to get a non-alcoholic drink?
A non-alcoholic drink, yeah. Because if you, like, you get tired drinking Fanta or Coke all night long.
Yeah, of course,
you know?
Yeah. And your teeth get fed up with it as well. Say the last night you were out with friends, you're not drinking. What did you drink?
Well, I did actually order. I asked the barman, could I get a non-alcoholic cocktail? So I got a non-alcoholic strawberry daiquiri and I didn't actually notice the difference.
Right, okay. But he did make it for you.
He made it for me, yeah. And he didn't charge me 8 euro.
All right. So you and your friends, I assume lots of your friends drink.
Yeah.
Okay. How would they feel about going to a non-alcoholic bar with you because you're not drinking? This is the question, you see.
Yeah,
and this is,
it is,
this is
yeah.
what I was saying about the... And I'm not dissing this bar. If people think it's a great idea, I wish it nothing but the best. But the point I was making was about the smoking bar, or the non-smoking bar, at a time where every other bar you could smoke in, people just didn't go to it. It didn't work. It collapsed.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, yeah, that's the point, you see. I think the non-smoking thing works now because there's still...
Because everywhere is not... Yes, yes.
Exactly. There's always a facility outdoors, outside
but it's
the
also,
for
it's
smoking
also,
area.
Yeah, it's also the law now where a bar can't have smoking in the bar. But at that time, you could smoke in every bar. This non-smoking bar opened and people just didn't go to it because... If I'm a non-smoker, and even if my wife is a non-smoker, two of my friends might have been smokers, and we want to meet our friends, we're not going to meet them in the non-smoking bar. And it just didn't happen. And I wonder, is this the same thing?
Well, the only thing is that, as the gentleman said who owns the bar, like, you do have a point, you know, during the night where you might want to just take a break from the alcohol, but you still want to have a drink.
Yeah. So and again, I said I'm not dissing this idea at all.
Yeah.
And I wish them the very best of luck. Well, let me just over this ad break. Let me run a very quick Dublin Talks text poll. Somebody just asked me to do this. Do a poll on this one, Adrian. Is the Virgin Mary Bar a good idea? Okay, so this is a unique venue in Dublin, Dublin's first alcohol-free bar. They make cocktails, they have alcohol-free beer, they have a much bigger menu of alcohol-free drinks that are available in your average bar. It opens tonight on Capel Street. So my question to you, and I want you to answer this over this ad break, I want you to text the word yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. Is the Virgin Mary Bar, an alcohol-free bar in Dublin, a good idea? Text the word yes or the word no to 0877 98 98 98. I'll give you the results of this after the break. So over this break, text the word yes or the word no to 0877 98 98 98. Is an alcohol-free bar like the Virgin Mary Bar a good idea? Okay, it might be a good idea, but is it going to work? We'll see. Text yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. Is the Virgin Mary Bar a good idea? Yes or no to 0877 98 98 98. Send your text in right now and I'll give you the results straight after the break. And this is Adrian Kennedy with you until midday today. I didn't expect much reaction to this and I'm quite surprised by the reaction to it. An alcohol-free pub opens in Dublin tonight. It's called the Virgin Mary. It's on Capel Street. And let me read out this text from Rob. This is his suggestion for the name of the bar. The bar is called the Virgin Bar, but Rob texted in to suggest Pioneers and Preggers would be a better name for this bar. Yeah, you're very funny, Rob. This message says, I don't drink alcohol for medical reasons, but I still go to the pub with my friends. I would like to think that my friends would go to an alcohol-free bar for me once in a while. And yes, you could say you'd like to think they would go, but really, would they? If you were meeting six people and one or maybe even two of you were non-drinkers, are the other four going to go with you to a bar that they can't have a drink? Where you can go to the bar that they drink in and have a non-alcoholic drink. Tom, you think this is a great idea as well?
Hell yeah, it's Sam actually, not Tom.
Oh, Sam, sorry Sam, I apologise. I can't get the staff these days.
Sam.
Go on, you think it's a great idea?
I think it is a good idea now, in fairness, And like, there's a few arguments for something like to come out like that, because not just with not drinking, but like with veganism and with everything, like we have to start doing things like this for people who... for the market, for the people out there, like, in that kind of way, that's my opinion.
I could argue with you that, you know, companies are bringing out a bigger range of alcohol-free drinks. I think I look at the success over the last couple of months of Heineken 00, just as an example. It's been hugely successful, and I imagine other beer companies are going to jump on that over the next while and start bringing out their own alcohol-free versions of beers. So the point is that, yes, you're right, we do need that choice, and that choice is becoming available.
Definitely, but like, I don't think it's just about the choice as well. I do think it's about the environment. Like, so in that kind of way, I think that Like, say, for instance, you have a couple of friends. If you're going out with, say, 7 or 8 friends and you're the only one not drinking. Now, I drink myself, like, but I do have friends that don't drink. And
yeah.
Sometimes you're the one sitting there and you're the only one sober and everybody else is kind of a bit drunk. But there has to be the time when maybe there's the other side around where there's maybe 4 or 5 people not drinking and only 1 or 2 people want to drink. And they want to be in an environment where not everybody around them is, as Irish would say, pissed and locked and talking crap. Mm. Where they want to talk a bit of sensibility. It could be about work, it could be about anything, or a work night out where it doesn't get too messy, and you can go somewhere where it's that environment where everybody around you is in the same kind of mindset, you know?
Yeah, and like I said, I don't want to come across as if I'm dissing the place.
No, I wish
them the very best of luck. I think in theory it's a great idea. I wonder in practice whether, in any given group of friends, you would have a majority of them, and this is statistically true, a majority of them would be drinkers. And are those drinkers going to go out and not drink for the night?
Well, but don't forget, I wouldn't say it's going to be for that majority, in fairness, but it is only for the people out there that haven't got a place to go, that don't drink, and don't want to be going to pubs where it's loud sometimes. And there probably is a huge amount of people that have their own group of friends that want to go out and want to not go to a place where it's in an environment where everybody around them is drinking and they're the only ones that might see a bit left out. And if they can go to somewhere like this where it's the place where everybody around them is in the same place, they can might want to meet people. And
yeah,
don't
well,
drink,
like we said, know? We'll. I wish them the best of luck. The bar opens tonight. Let me read a couple of your messages. No one thought vape shops would take off, and they're all over the place now. I think this bar could be an absolute gold mine. And a WhatsApp voice message.
I think everybody will agree that it was a good idea to open that bar, but will you actually get people to go to it? Because when you ask your mates who drink, will you go to a non-alcoholic bar? Will they go? I highly doubt it.
Okay, and then one other message. This Virgin Mary bar is the ultimate hipster bar with notions. €8 for basically a smoothie. It's like we learned nothing from the crash 10 years ago. Ooh. Anyway, look, we wish them the best of luck. The Virgin Mary Bar, they've got a half an hour's publicity out of us. It opens tonight on Dublin's Capel Street. This is 98FM.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.